Now here in verse 6, he makes this statement, "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments." Now, what is love? Well, it's to walk after his commandments. The Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." This is another way of saying actually the same thing. Now, his commandments are more than the Ten Commandments. By all means, we should understand that. The Ten Commandments are basic to government and basic to civilization. But the Christian is called to a higher plane where he's to produce in his life by the Spirit, because it's a fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Now, if these things are in us and abide in us, then you and I are walking after his commandment. Now, if they're not in us, we're not walking after his commandment. And this is love. Love is, again, let me say it, is not made in the parlor. It's made in the kitchen. And it's not made in the bedroom. It's made out there in the washroom. Does she wash his clothes? Does he bring home his paycheck? Does he support his family? That's the way that you express love in the family. And that's the way that you express love in the church, your concern, your help for others. And you can't say that you're loving anyone unless you have a concern for them, and especially a concern for their spiritual welfare. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. Now, this is getting it right down in shoe leather. This is getting right down where the rubber meets the road, by the way. This is sidewalk salvation. It's that can walk down the streets. Now, you must recall that these men, like John and Paul, are writing to people who lived in the Roman world. And in Paul's day, it was Bloody Nero. And in John's day, for he saw one emperor after another rise that persecuted Christians, beginning with Titus. And the persecution was severe. And yet here are men and women in that Roman world, a brutal world, a cruel world, a world that was pagan to the core. And yet here are men and women that are walking down Roman roads, living in pagan cities of that day, and they're doing what? They're walking after his commandments. They are translating the gospel into life. That is the thing that is desperately needed today. And I read the letter of this dear woman married to an unsaved man, and now a pastor that is actually unsaved attempting to counsel them. A case of the blind leading the blind. Now, will you notice, this is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. John said, this thing is not to be put on ice. It's not something to be stored in the shell. He says, you heard this from the beginning. The Lord Jesus taught this. Now, he's saying, we heard it from the beginning, and now let's get busy and walk in it. Let's manifest this to those outside.